presenting.
Rolling.
Roland Martin's live convention coverage is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. Check out SavingTomorrowToday.com. From Cleveland, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Do y'all recall the scene for the movie The Untouchables when Al Pacino was walking up and down with a baseball bat in his hand, and then he said, enthusiasm, enthusiasm. It began to bash one of his guys' heads in at the dinner table. That's how I feel last night after listening to Donald Trump's Law and Order speech last night. Talk about dark and gloomy. My goodness, I needed an antidepressant when he was done with his speech. Even a Bush speechwriter said, man, that was gloomy and dark. Here is some of the things he talked about last night. First up, the police.
The attacks on our police and the terrorism of our cities threaten our very way of life.
He, of course, trashed Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton.
This is the legacy of Hillary Clinton. Death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
He also said America has been humiliated as a result of the last 8 years of President Barack Obama's leadership.
Not only have our citizens endured domestic disaster, but they've lived through one international humiliation after another.
And of course, Trump said he is the only person in America who can fix the problem.
Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
And Ferguson got a shout out in his speech.
Every action I take, I will ask myself, does this make better for young Americans in Baltimore, in Chicago, in Detroit, in Ferguson, who have really, in every way, folks, the same right to live out their dreams as any other child in America? Any other child.
Now, let's break this whole thing down. First and foremost, you heard Donald Trump talk about celebrating and loving the police, and he mentions Ferguson. But the reality, what he did not mention, is the fact that the Department of Justice has a consent decree over the Ferguson Police Department right now. And one of the reasons why folks in Ferguson don't have a future is because you have police departments that have been used to actually put warrants on people. And that's the problem there. That's why the DOJ is there. He also spoke about being Mr. Law and Order, talked about facts, 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 crime being up. And it sounded like there's mayhem on the streets of America, except one problem, Tom. Crime nationwide, violent crime, is at its lowest point in America since 1970. According to the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Statistics, the number also is dropping as well. He said in the nation's capital, killings have risen by 50%. That is a lie. They've decreased by 9% from the same date in July 2015. Who's that according to? The very folks who investigate homicides in Washington, D.C. He also said in his speech that, quote, in 2009, pre-Hillary, ISIS was not even on the map. There's a problem. They actually started in 2004. He also proclaimed Libya was stable, Egypt was peaceful. Also not factually correct. He then said America is one of the highest tax nations in the world. That is a lie. According to the New York Daily News, on a list of 34 nations by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the United States isn't even in the top 30. The United States has lower taxes than South Korea and Chile. Also, Denmark, Belgium, and France are taxed almost twice as much as the United States. He also said Iran is on the path to nuclear weapons, except the fact that the Iran deal was signed not just by the U.S., but by Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany. And the agreement was about suspending Iran's nuclear program for a decade. Here's the real deal, what you heard last night. Trump always talked about economy, economy, economy. The law and order message was sending a signal specifically to white suburban women, I am here to protect you. He sounded like Richard Nixon in 1968, in 1972. When you hear, I am the president for law and order, that is coded language. That's what it is. He spoke for an hour and 15 minutes, the longest acceptance speech in modern political history. Have not heard one that long in 40 years because he kept reinforcing it over and over and over again. He talked about, again, mentioning helping African Americans. But here's also interesting, Sybil. He said in his speech, I'm going to give you the specifics of my plan. After an hour and 15 minutes, I'm still waiting.
And where does he get his facts from?
He makes them up.
Precisely. And then he says, I am going to give you the facts that can't be contested.
Yeah.
That was six facts that can easily be contested. Easily.
But the room ate it up, though. The room loved it. They were.
Oh,
they
what
were
that? Now, when he mentioned LGBTQ, first of all, play that soundbite. Do we have it? Okay. So he mentioned LGBTQ. A third of the room clapped.
Yep.
And then he had to say, I'm glad y'all clapped. Then they clapped some more. Right. But he came back and said he was going to appoint Supreme Court justices like Antonin Scalia, who was absolutely against the same-sex marriage ruling by the Supreme Court. So he's saying, we're going to protect you, but I'm going to put some judges on the Supreme Court that won't protect you.
Get it?
That's what you heard. Okay. Now, here's what you also did not hear. He talked about how bad the economy has been, how awful it is. Keep in mind, Mitt Romney said in 2012, you elect me, I'm going to have unemployment below 6%. Guess what? Right now, it's already below 6%. He said, you elect me, I'm going to have gas below 250. Right now, gas is 220. Stock market has hit its highest point in 8 years. We've had more than 60 consecutive months of economic job growth. So I'm trying to understand, how is it that the economy has been so bad when we were near death in 2008 when Obama came in 2009, and we've been recovering as a result? You did not hear an economic plan. He said last night the president refuses to rebuild America's infrastructure. I know for a fact he's had a bill for 6 years. Right now, the House Republicans and the House and the Senate Republicans will not vote on that particular bill. Folks, what you heard last night was a whole lot of mumbo-jumbo, and you had no specifics to back it up. And also, by the way, David Duke loved the speech. He tweeted, absolutely, it was on point. Enough said, Tom.
Oh, the David Duke he don't know? Oh, that David Duke?
Yeah.
The David Duke he doesn't know.
Good job, Roland.
Good stuff.
Thanks a bunch.
Man.
And when do you go to Philadelphia?
Philadelphia on Monday.
All right.
Are you going to Pastor Darrell's church on Sunday?
Hail to the no.
Good move, Roland. Good move.
Yeah.